Why is AC capacity measured in tons? And what is a BTU? When sizing up a new air conditioner, heat pump, or HVAC unit, it is common to hear the pros throw around terms involving tonnage, saying, for example, you need a 3-ton or 4-ton unit. For reference, 4 tons is about the weight of an adult elephant. But don't be alarmed. They're not talking about the weight of the unit. This is a throwback from the 1800s, and the term stuck. You may also hear pros refer to the capacity of an HVAC unit in terms of BTUs. Did you know these terms are related? Here's how they originated. Before the modern air conditioner was invented, people used to cool buildings in the summertime using ice harvested from rivers and lakes. Gathering the ice from farther and farther north and shipping it down south, or storing it from winter until summer, meant a lot of ice was lost to melting. A BTU, which stands for British Thermal Unit, is the amount of heat required to raise 1 pound of liquid water 1 degree. But when water is below freezing, the amount of heat needed to melt ice is 143 BTUs per pound. Here's how the math works out. A ton weighs 2,000 pounds. So, to melt a ton of ice, it takes 143 BTUs per pound times 2,000 pounds, or 286,000 BTUs. How quickly the ice will melt depends on how quickly you heat it. If you apply the heat uniformly over a 24-hour period, the ice will have absorbed 11,917 BTUs per hour. That number is generally rounded up to 12,000 BTUs per hour. So, a 1-ton air conditioning unit has the capacity to cool up to 12,000 BTUs per hour. When comparing costs of different HVAC units, be sure you are comparing similarly sized units. Central air conditioning units frequently have the capacity coded into the model number. For example, model RDR36 would be a 36,000 BTU unit, or expressed in tonnage, with 12,000 BTUs being the heat needed to melt 1 ton of ice, the model RDR36 would be a 3-ton unit, which is 36,000 divided by 12,000. Getting the right sized unit for your home is important. If you have a 2,100 square foot home, a 2-ton heat pump will not be adequate. You'll need maybe a 3.5 or 4-ton unit. Here's where having a professional who can do a site visit helps. There are many things that contribute to sizing an HVAC system other than the number of square feet you want to cool. Here are just a few. How well the house is insulated and when it was built. The numbers and sizes of the windows and doors in the house. The color of the roof. Darker ones absorb more heat. The height of the ceilings. The overall shape of the home. Long, narrow houses lose more heat than a more square house of the same size. The size of the AC's condenser and whether it is positioned in the shade or in the sun. The efficiency of the cooling unit, which is often expressed as a SEER rating or seasonal energy efficiency ratio. See our post, What's Your SEER? Knowing the number of BTUs that will be required to heat and cool your house effectively is not only important in choosing the right size furnace and air conditioning system, but it can also tell you whether your existing system may be too large or too small. Yes, a system that is too large will not cool effectively, so bigger is not always better. See our post, Think Bigger is Better? Now that you know that tonnage does not refer to the weight of the unit and how to convert from tons to BTUs, you can more readily compare units, proving yet again that knowledge is power. If you live in the Nashville and surrounding area and need some help figuring out the right BTUs and tons for your home, we'll be happy to help. Plus, if you haven't had your spring tune-up yet, now's the best time. Call on us at 615-832-8500. Interstate AC Service is here for you.